Screen readers 1, humans 0. Yesterday I sent out a one-question survey on Twitter about screen readers. I'd had this fantastic idea for a website plugin that would enable blog editors to easily record an audio version of their blog posts when publishing. Vision-impaired users would rejoice, website traffic would shoot up, and I'd be rich and famous. To double-check, I asked the following question, which was kindly retweeted by several kind souls. Screen reader users, which is preferable? A screen reader you control reading a blog post, or an audio recording of a human reading it? I expected replies along the lines of, stupid question, of course a human recording is better, but we have no choice. How wrong I was. If you're not sure how a blind or low vision user can read a web page, listen to the following short video showing a screen reader in action.
This is the homepage of the Handbook for Educators and Museums on the Art Beyond site website. Listen to how a blind person with the JAWS screen reader would experience some of this page.
Handbook graphic. Link graphic program in A-Z. Link graphic photo of a teacher and student's hands feeling clay. Graphic step dash by dash step through the entire process. This page link graphic accessibility tools training. This page link graphic photo of hands exploring the tactile drawing of Pablo Picasso's Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, 1907. Graphic make your programs and facilities accessible. Graphic for educators and museums.
When I've seen friends use screen readers, it's always struck me as sounding difficult to understand and likely to get annoying after a while. Where's the warmth or the personality in that mechanical voice? But I was enlightened as to how incredibly empowering this technology is, and the replies I got were pretty unanimous. Screen readers win hands down. The benefits of screen readers. Ability to control, such as jumping forwards, backwards, or elsewhere in the page. Ability to check spelling. Ability to listen by word. Ability to change reading speed. Humans are too slow. And ability to follow links. Some of these are also possible with JavaScript, for example, changing the speed of an audio file, but it would add an extra UI to the interface that the user is already familiar with. I suppose it's similar to my beloved Kindle. I now feel the limits of books printed on paper compared to ebooks with their dictionary lookups, highlighting, linking, etc. The only non-unanimous opinion was for fiction, where a human narration is sometimes preferred for continuous reading and to feel emotion. So, another day older, another day wiser, and thanks to everyone who sent comments. Footnote. When editing a blog post, it should be possible to use Get User Media to record the audio, send that to the Web Audio API and export it as a WAV file using the recorder.js library. Then get the WAV file transcoded to ORG or MP3 via an online API such as encoding.com, no affiliation, and upload it to cloud storage. The resulting URL could be inserted into an audio element at the top of the blog post, a bit like the one you're listening to now.